When the Iraqi soccer team plays tomorrow, many of its fans will enjoy watching the game on television, but perhaps not enjoy it as much as they could. With a bewildering mix of live matches, taped coverage, and Olympic news reports, fans often learn the outcome of events hours before they get a chance to see them. As Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca reports, that's one of the reasons that Olympic TV coverage may disappoint regular sports fans.
The Super Bowl is to sports as the Olympics are to, well, it should also be sports. But while the Olympics look like a sporting event, and if you get close enough, they certainly smell like a sporting event, there's something a little unsporting about them. Neil Pilson oversaw several Olympic broadcasts when he was president of CBS Sports in the 1990s.
The Olympics are probably closer to being an entertainment property than a sports property. And as an entertainment property, you are looking for that much broader audience.
The Olympics simply don't work like other sporting events as we experience them. That is to say, they're not debated on sports talk radio, the highlights aren't shown endlessly on ESPN, and because of time delays, it's pretty hard not to know who won beforehand. 75% of the people who watch most TV sports are men, 60% of the Olympic viewers are women. As a result, while the Olympics draw in all sorts of non-traditional sports fans, they turn out not to be especially appealing to the foam-finger-waving, statistics-devouring, tailgating, typical American fan.
Although, yeah, I'm rooting for the United States to do well in the Olympics. I'm just not as interested, really.
It all depends on what's on against it. If it's a baseball game and the Yankees are on, I'd rather watch that than the Olympics.
Jim Jackson and Scott Ziegler were shopping yesterday at the Yankees team store in Midtown Manhattan. If anyone should be watching the biggest televised sporting event of the summer on TV, it's sports fans like these two. But they're not watching that much, and neither is WFAN's Mike Francesa, co-host of the most popular local radio sports show in America.
If I didn't watch 1 minute of the Olympics, I would not feel cheated. I really wouldn't.
For one thing, Francesa says in prime time, NBC doesn't play the sports he likes. Boxing, basketball, rhythmic gymnastics. Kidding about the last one. Also, Francesa and others like him are more outcome-oriented than your typical Olympics viewer.
The taped aspect is very difficult for the regular sports fan. There's nothing a sports fan hates more is to get a result and then watch an event.
But NBC's statistics show that ratings actually go up for taped events if the news of an American victory gets out beforehand. In other words, the same thing that drives traditional sports fans crazy drives Olympic fans to the TV. But what's great for NBC is death for other outlets who face the Olympic Committee's strict rules on what clips they can show. ESPN producer David Borofsky has to put up with a high degree of difficulty.
We can't show footage until after 3 a.m. on any one given day. We can only show it for 24 hours.
Chris Raggi does the 6 and 11 o'clock sports cast on WCBS in New York. He loves watching the Olympics himself. He just can't afford his viewers the same privilege.
It's a video medium, you know, with television. So not having the moving pictures, I mean, to me, it's always a bit ridiculous to have to show still photos. That I don't like to do. So, yeah, I don't put as much into it as we probably would.
So to the sports fan, the Olympics become a biathlon. During the day, it's a test of endurance. You carefully avoid any media or conversational mention of who won. At night, the exact opposite. You concentrate steadily, knowing if your attention is drawn away from NBC for a moment, you won't be able to watch highlights anywhere else. For a little over 2 weeks every 4 years, the sports world and the TV sports world become unfamiliar. But eventually, badminton goes back to being something you play at a barbecue, and the Indians are a team from Cleveland, not the silver medalists in the men's double trap. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.